Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, I want to talk to you about a little bit of a kind of touchy, difficult subject, which has been some of our favorites in the past and some of the most impactful ones, which is how to deal with personal issues, family issues within your startup and within your work.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yet. We want you to do your best.
The reason why this comes to mind is that a founder that is not quite a I wouldn't say is a friend of mine, but is a founder that has been in touch with me for, I think, over 2 years now. And it's kind of, we've talked a number of times. He always kept me in the loop on his progress with his company via email. And kind of, I feel like I know this guy. I feel like I've helped him and advised him. And I feel like he had some really good success. He's going through a tough phase. And he recently sent me a really long and kind of heartbreaking email, basically saying that he's going through a lot of personal issues within his marriage, and that it dramatically impacts him at work, and that it creates this amazing amount of pressure where he finally felt like his company is growing and he's hiring people and they're raised money and things are going really well. And now he feels like he's making all these mistakes and he's not really showing up and he's calling it sick and things are starting to go bad in his startup. And it kind of creates this spiral, this downward spiral where the problems he has in his personal life are affecting his work. And then the problems, and now the work is becoming more stressful and more problematic, which compounds his issues personally. And he was just asking how to deal with this. Not that I know, but I think the question, like, how do you deal with personal issues? You know, when somebody is really sick or maybe death in the family, we've talked about this before, or in this case, just having, marriage challenges. How do you deal with this within the context of running a startup? I don't know if we have answers, but I thought it'd be interesting to explore this difficult topic with you.
Yeah, I love it. The best piece of advice I've heard on this, and I think it goes both ways. It's basically, and it's the best piece of advice, but it's not like everyone has to follow it their own way. But I think it's still the best piece of advice, even though I'm putting that caveat on it before I even say what it is. And I know you're probably pretty good at doing this. I know I am, which is don't bring work home and don't bring home work.
Mm.
Right. And what I mean by that is, like, I'm not telling you to compartmentalize your life. That's not the advice. This is what I mean by, like, hey, it depends how that feels for you and what that means. So I'll get personal for a moment to explain this. So for me, my home life, I've known my wife since we were both 15. She's watched every single business I've started in most of my businesses. For the longest time, I worked with her brother. And now I have another business partner, too. And she also does a lot of things for our businesses and has forever. And so our work and our home is very, very intertwined, in a way that most people, I would say, aren't in today's world, where there aren't as many what many would call, like, family businesses. But all of our things right now that we work on are family owned, so to speak. So one way to think about it for us and for me is, like, I set a structure where, and my wife did too, where I'm committed to being home on Saturday and Sunday as much as possible. I don't put anything on my calendar as much as possible. That means probably 90 to 95% of the time my calendar on the weekend is empty. And then on the weekdays, I tend to be really impacted with meetings and what, you know, most would call work. And on Fridays, about 60, 70% of the time, I'm home for dinner. Otherwise, no one will probably see me Monday to Thursday, unless it's a rare Monday or Monday through Thursday where I start later in the morning or I'm able to come home earlier and see the kids to bed. Now, that works for us. One reason is we know who we married. we know who our partners are, right? On both ends, right? My wife loves being at home. My wife doesn't like to, like, go out and hang out with, you know, too many people. She doesn't. New people She doesn't know, but she knows that I get a lot out of that and I enjoy doing that. And so it's a very balanced, not balanced life by any means, but it's a balanced relationship in terms of she has her needs met, I have mine met. And so for me, like, that's how it works. And we're both also working on both all of our businesses in different capacities. She's working very heavily on one of them, and she manages expenses and finance for all the rest of them. And we keep doing more, so there's always more to do for her. And she's not someone who can just be a stay-at-home mom, so she's so she works from home. All of her companies are remote, and she's working as much as I am, even with the kids and all that. And we have a little bit of help from my mother-in-law most of the time. And so that's how it works for us. So the reason why I gave that example is it works for us, and it points out how anyone listening to this is probably like, you two are weird. You know, that's just not how most people think about things. It's like, that's absolutely correct. Anyone else that has a you two is weird too, you know? And if they're not, then they really haven't really figured it out, and they're taking a framework like, oh, you need work-life balance or any of that. You don't need any of that. What you need is your relationships to be healthy. So my advice is focus on the relationship. Focus on people's expectations and making sure you're meeting each other's expectations, including if you have kids and other people in your family, you're meeting their expectations too. It's not just about your spouse or your partner. So, and that's the same for a co-founder relationship, to be honest. So I just go back to, you want to solve the problem? It's a relationship problem. You need help? There's therapists, there's hypnosis, there's meditation, there's couples counseling, there's, you know, going out on a walk, you know, and just talking about life, not work. You know, there's a lot of these tactics. And again, it has to do with who you are and how you cope, you know, with relationship sort of struggles.
I think, I mean, it's interesting. We're going on a different track than I originally thought, but I love this one as well. So we might make this a two-part episode at some point. Talking about, like, not so much what do you do in a moment of crisis, what you're describing is much more of like, how do you set things up so your family life and your company life,
so,
how can they coexist? How can they be in harmony by creating, you know, expectations, by communicating, by setting up a foundation that's really solid where expectations are met, right?
I started that on purpose, though.
Mm.
So I still think we're one topic, and the topic is about crisis. And the reason I say that, and I'm glad you're bringing that up, is you can't have some sort of way to resolve a conflict unless you know what the other side looks like.
Mm.
So to me, what I'm describing is like an iterated approach, which might change, you know, in a year or 6 months or when things change a little bit. But we're very comfortable, my wife and I, having this conversation.
Mm.
And so you have to find a way to have that conversation, especially in moments of conflict, if you haven't set this up yet. But there is a way to do it. So I guess for me, I shared that because I want people to feel like there's a way to do it. I don't want them to feel like they need work-life balance or they need all this bullshit I hear with generic advice, because this is relationships and no two relationships are the same.
Mm. Yeah, the other thing is, like, oftentimes you have this sense of sacrifice in startups especially, right, where it's like this notion of, well, you know, he's starting his startup now and it's going to be really stressful and we're all going to have to sacrifice for a few years, but then this magical success will occur.
Oh my God.
And life will change and it's going to be the way I always dreamed it would be, right? And it's like, I love your reaction. Like, oh my
Hell
God.
No.
Yes.
There's
this expectation that we are short-term suffering to get to some kind of a long-term end goal that's much nicer. A, that end goal might never occur. B, you don't know how long it's really going to take. C, you can't just pause life. People, of course you can make some decisions today for tomorrow, right? But like, you want to set up a life that's sustainable. And then what happens? The startup is a success or a failure. And what happens afterwards many times? Your spouse, you know, your wife will want to start the next thing, right? And then you're going through that again. And it's like, I go back to what you said earlier, which is like, we know each other. We know who we married. We know who we are. I like these things. She likes those things. How do we make our life compatible? How do we make each other support each other? How do we design a life together where we're honest with who we are and what we want versus this, making compromises that are not sustainable or making sacrifices, either, you know, internally and quietly or externally and loudly, that are not realistic. Like, oh yeah, we're gonna suffer the next 5 years for the rest of our life. Bullshit, right? The rest of your life is most likely gonna look like the next 5 years, and eventually it's gonna break down and break. You know, it's not gonna be sustainable. It's not gonna work out that way.
Yeah, you're like hitting on a big like point. I think people don't realize there is no temporary pain for, you know, the other side. There's a constant, amount of work you have to do on your relationships as well as your work. And I think getting delusional about it and thinking you have to sacrifice for a few years, then you get this like pot of gold at the end of the rainbow style thinking, I've never seen that really like pan out. And that means you're just making your family and yourself go through kind of these tough times that you're making up. Your better approach is to think about how do you have sustainability in what you're doing on both sides of like work and family life, or, you know, making sure you have that sort of outlet where you're not just working all the time, right? If that's not, you know, what you want or what you can sustain with the relationships you have.
Yeah. All right. I feel like this is a good point to wrap this episode up. I mean, man, you know, family life, personal life, these are very emotionally charged topics. They're difficult oftentimes because most people don't communicate honestly. They don't attack conflict when it's small and kind of grows over the years to something that's very difficult to deal with. And we've talked about these things in co-founder relationships and conflict resolutions. Those are two episodes you can look up. That we've talked about in the past, where one-on-one conflict resolution, doesn't matter if it's your co-founder, a teammate, or, you know, your husband or your wife, you know, learning how to deal with conflict, learning how to communicate in conflict, is so crucial to maintaining any type of relationship. And so these things come up again and again and again as we talk, but I find that especially in people's personal life, they seem even more negligent than they are in their professional lives for some reason, with, you know, communicating honestly, with attacking conflict, with, you know, dealing with misalignment, which is another thing we've talked about, right? This is a phrase that you've coined. I've talked about like a startup team being aligned. I think the same thing applies in personal life and in your family life. Is your family really aligned? Is your partner and you really aligned on where you want to go, what you're doing? And if there's misalignment, there's going to be tension and friction, and there's going to be conflict eventually. So learning to deal with these things head on in personal life will obviously dictate the quality of your life overall. And with that, I think will have a big impact on how you act in your professional life and how well you can do with your startup. Because if your personal life is a mess, it's going to be, I mean, some people pull it off, but I find that if your personal life is a mess, it doesn't matter if your startup is a success, right? Your life will suck. So trying to figure out both of these things is going to be crucial, I think, for long-term success of you as a human being. Yeah.
I got a quick tip I learned recently.
Beautiful.
I don't remember where I got it from. It was some book or some quote or something. And I was like, damn, that's good. So when you're communicating about how you feel, or and it has to do with the other person, one of the best kind of ways to do that, because it's the most honest truth, is when you start by saying the story I'm telling myself.
Ooh,
so I think
I like
it's really powerful, you know, and I learned it and I still don't use it enough. But what I realized is it's one of those things you can't abuse, cannot abuse it, because all you're saying is this is what I'm telling myself. That implies it might not be true. That implies there might be more information you don't have. That implies so many awesome things that like kind of put people's defenses down, even your own. Right. If I'm just telling myself a story, that's cool, because that's not necessarily a reality. And when you really think about it, what is a reality? It's just whatever's in your head anyways. So the story I'm telling myself about this is, and like starting off like that, I found to be the most, one of the most effective ways to like have difficult conversations.
Beautiful. I love it. So powerful. All right, brother. I think this is it from us for this episode. We'll hear you very soon.
All right.
All right.
See ya. Bye.